We begin the current daf Masechet Eivin, daf Lamed Tes. We begin 6 lines up from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues, it quotes a halacha that was mentioned on the previous daf. Again, continuing the theme of the previous daf, which was speaking about the theme of the Mishnah regarding making Eivin on 2 different days. Let's say when there's Yom Tov and Shabbos, either Yom Tov is Friday or it's on Sunday, and you have 2 consecutive days of Yom Tov and Shabbos. What the halacha is, if you want to have an Eiv on each day in a separate area or even the same area, do you have to make over the Eiv again, or is it considered like one big Kedusha? So that the Gemara quotes and is going to be related to a question on that statement. So the Gemara quotes the whole statement. Gufa, we mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eiv beragla b'yem rishon. If you made an Eiv with your feet on the first day, that is, as we had said, that there's 2 types of ways to make an Eiv. You can either make it with your presence, that you're there the entire period of Bein HaShemashah, so by default, this is your residence for this Shabbos. So therefore, you can go ahead and carry another 2,000 amos in that direction in either way, because that's your residence. Or you could do it by putting food there as if the residence is there, because look, that's where my base sudas are, that's where my meals are going to take place. So if you did it by your presence there on the first day, you have to go there again by the Bein HaShemashah of the second day. Although you went, let's say, Erev Yom Tov, which is Thursday night, and you were there the entire period of Bein HaShemashah, you have to do it again on Friday night so that it could work for the day of Shabbos. Just by being there Friday won't work for Shabbos. In other words, it's 2 different Kedushas. It won't work from the first to the second one. Erev Bepas Beim Rishon, if you made with bread, in other words, you put food there regarding the first day on Thursday night, Ma'ar Bepas Beim Rishon, you have to do it again on Friday night by bringing the food there before Shabbos and staying with it throughout the time period of Bein HaShemashah, that again, because of that, there are 2 different Kedushas. Erev Bepas Beim Rishon, however, if you went and you made an Erev on the first day with bread, but then the Erev was eaten up. So then again, you have to go ahead and remake the Erev there because it's not there anymore in the bread. So you go ahead and you make it by being there on Friday night. Erev Baragel Barishon. If let's say you went ahead and the first day you did it with your presence, Ein Ma'arv Bepas B'Sheni. Here you cannot do the reverse. Although we said if you did it with bread the first day, and again it was not there anymore for it to be chal for the second day, then you have to do it with your presence by your raglav. If it was the other way around, if the first day, let's say Friday, the Thursday night, which is for the Yom Tov's Erev, that then you did it with your foot, in other words, with your presence, for Friday night, you can't go ahead and bring bread now on, let's say, Erev Shabbos, which is the middle of Yom Tov, for the Shabbos Erev. And the reason is, she'ein ma'arvin b'tchila b'pas, because one is not allowed to make, initially, an Erev with bread from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And that is because of what's called hachana, because now you're giving it a chaloy shem, you're creating this identity of Erev on Yom Tov, for when? For Matzah Yom Tov, which is for Shabbos. That is considered Hachana, as we spoke about in the previous daf. Even from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you now do Hachana. It's only from weekday that can be done for Shabbos over Yom Tov, but not from Yom Tov for Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks. It seems to be internal contradiction. Erev Bepas B'Yem Rishon, one of the cases we mentioned was that if you made an Erev on the first day with bread, although you made it on the first day already, you have to do it again for the second day. Again, as we explained, because they're 2 different Kedushas. It's not like one long day that the Erev on the first Bein HaShemashah should work for both days contiguous. Rather, you have to make it again. Ma'arv Bepas B'yem Sheni. You go ahead and you make another Erev on the second day, let's say for Friday night, although you did it on Thursday night for Friday night for Shabbos, with bread again. But the question is, what do you mean? You're creating now a bread. You're calling it now a shame of Erev. What is the difference if the first time was done with your feet, with your presence? That you have to do it again for the second day by doing it with bread that you're not allowed to do because you're creating now a shame of Erev on the bread. Why is it any different when you did the first day with bread, but that only lasts up until the end of the first day? The second day you have to make a new Erev. If you're making it again with bread, it's the same thing as if it was with your feet and bread, or bread and bread. Either way, the second bread is you're creating a shame of Erev, which you're not allowed to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So Amar Shmuel answers that no. We're talking about ba'ayis u ba'ayse pas. We're talking about that is the same bread that was used. On the first day, you're using it already. It had the shame of Erev already from before Yom Tov, on Thursday afternoon, that you went with it and you stayed with it throughout Thursday night. Now that same bread, you can go ahead and use that one for Friday night, so therefore you're not really preparing, creating an Erev, because it already was an Erev. You just have to actually actualize it and use it on Friday night again, because it's not one Kedusha, it's 2 separate Kedushas, so you have to create a new Erev, but again, you're not creating the shame Erev for the second day. Amar Ravashi, Dekanami Masnin, our mission is also precise. If you look into it, it shows this point that we're talking about, it's the same bread that you had already called into the shame Erev from before Yom Tov, then now you're quiet and you're just using it again, but not that we're talking about a different bread that you would have to call into the shame Erev. You're talking like we're not Mishnah. He said, Ketzer u'oisa. What does the person do? Again, because he has to go ahead and make an Erev on both days. Melicha berishon. He brings it on the first day, meaning on Thursday afternoon. U'mach shechalav, and he waits through Thursday night. So therefore, it was there the benesh mashas of Yom Tov. The night loy u'bali, then he takes it and he goes back home with it. Basheni mach shechalav, on the second day, he brings back that one, because we said he takes it home. He brings it back, v'oichle u'bali, and then he eats it, and then he could go home. So you see, if you look precisely in our Mishnah, that's what they're telling you. That's the same bread that was used as an Erev for Yom Tov is being used for Shabbos, so there's no problem with the Rav Hachana. However, the Gemara says Rabbanan, but according to the other Talmudic scholars, and specifically Abaya and Rabbi Bar Chanan, that they on the previous daf, they wondered about this halacha of Rabbah that he said that there's an Issa Hachana of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And they asked questions on him, and they obviously did not learn from our Mishnah, which that it's meduyik like Rabbah, that would be mashma, that with another piece of bread you would not be allowed to, that obviously that would be a problem of Hachana. They don't learn that. So therefore, how do they understand our Mishnah? Why does it say that you take it home and then you bring it back? Why? According to them, there's no problem of Achana, so therefore you could go ahead and bring a different bread. Why? I mean, according to Rabbi, we understand it makes sense. It's meduyik because you can't go ahead and make a new bread because that would be a problem of Achana. Why, according to those opinions that they hold, there's no problem from Yom Tov to Shabbos of Achana that you take it home and then you bring it back? And then the Gemara says, they hold Dilma Hasam, because maybe over there in our Mishnah, Eitzah Toivah Kamashmalan, it's just giving you a good piece of sound advice that this that it says that you take it and you go home, it's not because you have to in Halacha, but just because it might get lost and you lose your bread, and then you have to go ahead and try to find another bread, two meals worth, that good, that will last, that will be there. But in truth, really, if you want to, you can make an Eivah another one, and that's why it just says take it home and bring it back, just for pragmatic sound advice. But mitzad halacha of hachana, there is no such problem. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Our previous Mishnah spoke about 2 days that are consecutive of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now this Mishnah speaks about 2 consecutive days, but not of Shabbos and Yom Tov, but of both of them being Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to see that there are some things that are similar, possibly, and some things that are different in the halacha of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in contrast to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda and Rehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, regarding Rosh Hashanah, that the person was afraid that maybe they're going to make it into a full month. That is, maybe by the Bez Nagadah who decides, that is before our calendars were made, it was decided in Bezdin when the moon was full, there were Edom that would come and say testimony, and sometimes it could be a month of 29 days, sometimes it could be a month of 30 days, so therefore it's not clear if it's going to be a full or a Chodesh Chaser. So therefore, maybe Bezdin is going to make Elul, which is before Rosh Hashanah, into a full month, and therefore there's going to be 2 days of Yom Tov, as the Gemara will elaborate on this a little bit more, which is basically going to be the 30th day of the month, and the 31st will already be Aleph of Tishrei. And therefore, he has to go on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to one side, and he has already on his schedule, he has to go on the second day somewhere else. So therefore, he's afraid that maybe it's going to be a full month, and what that happens at certain times, that creates a necessity of making 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Again, as we're going to elaborate on the Gemara. So what does he do? Because in other words, one day I have to be here and the other day I have to be there. But they're both days Rosh Hashanah. So Ma'arav Adim Shnei Reuven, he can make 2 Erevs, and that is from before Yom Tov, he puts one over here on the east, one over there on the west. V'Omer, he says, as we had already mentioned, the same type of a version in the previous Mishnah regarding when there's Shabbos and Yom Tov are continuous. He says, Eruve Berishon Lemizach, let my first Erev on the first day of Rosh Hashanah be to the east. Let my second day be to the west. So therefore then he can go more than 2,000 amas in either direction on each day, whichever day it is that he has to go to either direction. Or similarly, he could say the reverse. Let the first day be to the west. Let the second day, let my halachic residence be where my Erev is, on the east. Or, let's say only one day he has to go somewhere. So, Eruvah Berishon, let my Erev be on the first day, but the second day I want to have the halachic residence of where I am in the city so that I can have my vicinity here. I don't want to be stuck to the vicinity of that Erev. Or similarly, Eruvah Berishon, let my Erev be on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but let the first day be like I am right now, like the people of my city, which is the similar halacha as we said regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, Chacham did not agree to this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that he compares this 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to the 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one Kedusha. And if it's one Kedusha, it's like one long day. Just like you can't split up Shabbos and say, you know what, half a Shabbos I want it to be in the north, half a Shabbos I want it to be in the south. You can't. It's one Kedusha. Here also that Rosh Hashanah is considered one Kedusha. Therefore, you can't say one day Rosh Hashanah should be to the east and one day should be to the west. Another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda says, again, the same achloikis they're going to have, l'shitasam, if Rosh Hashanah is considered one kedusha or two kedushas, regarding the following halacha. Masna Adam Al-Kakala, Rabbi Yehuda says that a person can make a condition regarding a basket full of tevel, which is produce that you did not take off your trumas and ma'isus yet. So it's B'Yom Tev Rishon. On the first day of Yom Tev, of Rosh Hashanah, what he could do is, if he wants to be able to eat this on the second day, he does as follows. He says that if today is weekday, again, it's doubtful which day is Rosh Hashanah and which day is not. And that's how we're going to explain this machlokes regarding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but it's out of doubt. So he says, if today is weekday, so let the Truma be chal now. It's weekday, I can do whatever I want. And therefore, and it's going to work that for tomorrow I could eat it. Oh, if today is Rosh Hashanah and it's Kodesh, so whatever I'm saying is nothing, because you're not allowed to go ahead and take off Truma on Yom Tov, because that's Issur Drabbanan, as it says in Masechtas Peyot. So that's what he says today. Tomorrow, he says, because that's when he wants to eat it, he wants to have it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says, look, if yesterday was Kodesh, in other words, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, but today's a weekday, I could do whatever I want, let this be Truma on this, and that's it, I'm done, I could eat what I want. If today is Rosh Hashanah, so I can't do that, oh, so what I said yesterday was weekday, so it's already Truma from yesterday. And therefore, he says, v'oichel b'sheni, so you could eat it on the second day, this basket of tevel is prepared and fixed, and you leave over the Truma, and you could eat it on the second Rosh Hashanah, m'manav shach. Again, because as the process we just explained, the second day is going to be permitted to eat it. Another halacha that's also l'shitasam, it's totally in the same yisayid, that according to Behuda, that they're considered not one kedusha, that they're 2 different days. Similarly, if an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which generally is a problem of noilid, that you cannot use it if it's born on that Yom Tov or Shabbos, but still you could eat it on the second day, because if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, so good, so today I could eat it because today is weekday. If yesterday was weekday, so it was born on a weekday, so I could eat it today, even if it's Rosh Hashanah. However, again, the Chum did not agree to him because they hold that it's both one Kedusha, and therefore, A, you're not allowed to go ahead and take off Truma on Rosh Hashanah, so both of them are considered one long day of Rosh Hashanah. And also, it's considered Nailit for the whole entire 2 days because, again, it's like one big Kedusha. A similar machlekes relating to this, how we define Rosh Hashanah, Reb Daisa ben Hurkanus Oymar. If someone goes to Dam for the Yamit on the Yamit of Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says as follows, Hachlitzenu, Hashem, support us, strengthen us, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem our God, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, today is the day of Rosh HaChodesh. In other words, because Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of the year, is also the first of the month of Tishrei. So he mentions Rosh HaChodesh, and he says, Im HaYom, Im L'mocha, whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow. In other words, if it's today, so Hachlitzenu HaYom. If it's tomorrow, so then Hachlitzenu Machar. Ulamachar, I'm on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Im hayoyim imemesh, whether it's today or whether it's yesterday. In other words, he agrees in principle to this yisayid of Rabbi Yehuda that it's not clear which day is the day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, each day you say that Hashem support us if today is Rosh Hashanah or if it's tomorrow. And then tomorrow they say if it's today or if it was yesterday. However, the Chum did not agree to this nusach of Rabbi Daisa ben Hyrkanus. And the Gemara will explain on which point did they not agree to him. Did they not agree to this Tanai that he says? And they hold that it's not a suffix, rather the first day is the definite one that's Rosh Chodesh, and they don't say if today or tomorrow, or on the Zikaron, on the actual statement and remembrance of that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh B'chalal on Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the primary one. You only say Rosh Hashanah. You don't say, like he said, that Yom Rosh Chodesh is a. You only mention that Yom has Zikaron, the day of Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara asks, Man Loi Hoydila, we had this whole machloikis in the Mishnah. We basically had 2 different opinions, one that it's considered 2 different Kedushas, Rosh Hashanah, and one of the Loi Hoydu Loi Chum did not agree to him that it's considered 1 Kedusha. Who is this opinion that holds that Rosh Hashanah is considered 1 long Kedusha? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Rabbi Yossi, it's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi as the Gemara proves. The time like we learn the Braisa. Moidim Chacham L'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer. And that is, although in the previous Mishnah, the Chum argued on Rebbe Eliezer regarding when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov one after another, that they considered it to be 1 long Kedusha, however, and Rebbe Eliezer said it's 2 Kedushas. Here they agree by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that's considered 2 different Kedushas. And that is as the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrkanus na Mishnah. Because it's a suffix, we're not sure which day. There's no real 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Look in the Torah. There's only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, here we can't say it's 1 long Kedusha because it's only 1 day or the other is going to be. So it's definitely in like principle that it's 2 different Kedushas. In other words, that 1 day will not make it usher for the other day. We're going to look at them as independent entities because if one of them is Kedush, the other one is Chayil. There's only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. It's just out of doubt that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So although they argue by Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they are both Kaddish, and since they're both together, we view them as one continuous Kedusha, which is like one Kedusha. Here they agree to Rebbe Eliezer that we'll view it as two different Kedushas. And that is, B'Rosh Hashanah Shahayyare Shemetis Aber. That the Chacham agreed to Rebbe Eliezer when there's Rosh Hashanah that we're afraid that maybe they're going to make it into a full month. And that is, it's out of doubt that we don't know when Beis Din is going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, when they're going to decide how many days was the previous month. Are they going to make it a new month on the 31st day? And therefore it comes out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which was day 30, was still a weekday. Or are they going to say Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th day? So therefore it comes out that Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th day, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really weekday. And therefore, because of that, this person is in doubt. I don't know which is going to be the day of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, I'm keeping both days. But one day is really Rosh Hashanah, one day is not. So Ma'arav Adam Shnei Reuven, there the Chacham agreed to the principle of Rebbe Eliezer, which would agree to what Rebbe Yehuda says in our Mishnah, that Ma'arav Adam Shnei Reuven, a person could make two Eruven. And he says, like the Nusach we said in our Mishnah, which the Chacham argue on, in the previous Mishnah of Shabbos Yom Tov, here Rosh Hashanah, they agree that Eruve Berishon LeMizrach, that let my Eruv be on the first day to the east, Ubeshein LeMarav, let my second one be to the west, or Berishon LeMarav, let my first one be to the west, Ubeshein LeMizrach, let the second one be to the east, or Eruve Berishon, let my Eruv be only on the first day, Ubeshein LeKmaneiri, let me not have no Eruv on the second day, let me be like the people of my city, or the reverse, Eruve Berishon, let my Eruv be on the second day, Uberishon LeKmaneiri, let myself be like the first day, like the people of my city. However, on that, even in such a case of Rosh Hashanah, where it seems to be only out of doubt that for sure there can't be one Kedusha, because one day is Rosh Hashanah really, Kedush, and one day is weekday, and even in that case, Reb Yossi says that it's Aser, and therefore he is the Talmid of our Mishnah that holds by Rosh Hashanah that they're considered one long Kedusha. And that is because, as Rashi elaborates, that Reb Yossi holds that it's not out of doubt that maybe Edom, the witnesses, who are they, the ones that tell Beis Din, hey, we saw that it's the new month is starting, we saw that it is, and therefore they decide that it's Rosh Chodesh today, and that we're not sure if are they going to come on day 30 or day 31. That's not the only reason why we made 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, because if that was the only reason, there would be a case of doubt. So for sure it's not one Kedusha, because really one's weekday one is Rosh Hashanah. And then of course I would agree to you that then you can go ahead and make an Erev on either day separately, because it's not one Kedusha. But rather, it was because of a different halachic principle that we made 2 days Rosh Hashanah also. Because of a different suffix. Not just because maybe they're going to come on day 30 or day 31. Because maybe the witnesses are going to come from the time of Mincha and further on day 30. That is why they instituted that both days 30 and 31 should be considered Kadosh, not out of doubt, but rather have a real Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. And because Rabban said as follows, that people are looking forward towards the 30th day of El. Maybe Edom are going to come, which is the first opportunity to go ahead and create a new month and a new year of Rosh Hashanah. That maybe they're going to say, we saw the new Levana, the new moon, and Beis Din is going to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh that day. So therefore, because of that, the people had the minig, that they made that day already, day 30, they would accustom themselves to be noigit as if it's Rosh Hashanah, because maybe it really is going to be Yom Tov. We don't know if witnesses are going to come. Retroactively, we know that today's Rosh Hashanah. And it says in the Braisa that the way they used to do it was that regarding the carbon tumah that's brought every single day, one in the morning, one in the evening, so Rosh Hashanah, the morning one was brought like a regular weekday one, and the shir shal hayom, the song they would sing every day would be like the regular weekday one every day accordingly. By Yom Rishon they would say whatever it is. And because the Edom would never come that early in the morning, even though that's a day that they can make it, they wouldn't come that early in the morning when they would bring the carbon tumah shal shachar. However, regarding the Tumah Shel Bein Harbayim, which was brought later on, they would say the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. Achar Sereisim Yisevel Shichmai, like the Gemara says at the last parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. However, if the Edim would come after the Karban Tumah Shel Bein Harbayim, where they already sang a weekday song for the Karban Tumah Shel Bein Harbayim, then they Beis Din was Masakin, although they accustomed themselves to already have a Din Rosh Hashanah towards the second half of the day, because maybe the Edim would come, that they should be Mekadosh the Chodesh the following day, on day 31. And then from that day on is when they start counting the new month, that is, day 31 will be day 1, not day 30. And the reason is because they were afraid that the Levim are not going to sing the proper song of Yom Tov. In other words, if no Edom came, they're going to sing the weekday song. And it comes out an embarrassing situation that if Edom come after that, that they already sang the wrong song because really it was Rosh Hashanah. So they instituted, if they already brought the Karban Tumah Shel Bein Harbayim and no Edom had come, so therefore they sang a weekday song. Even if Edom come before the day is over, we're not going to make that day Rosh Hashanah. We're going to make the following day Rosh Hashanah. However, in spite of that, they completed day 30 with the same kedusha that they originally had before that takana, to consider still that day 30, the rest of it, as it was, that it's going to be like the halacha of Rosh Hashanah. And that is, they were misakin that that day should be kodesh, even the end of the day, even if they know already at this point, because the Levim already sang the Shir Shal Yom of the Tamid Shabbin Abayim, the weekday one. So they know that tomorrow really is going to be Rosh Hashanah. However, in spite of that, again, they considered it to have the kedusha for the rest of the day. And those that live far from Beis Din, where they're noyig 2 days of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, again, it's not because of a suffix, as you had assumed, that it's because of that maybe the Levana is going to be seen on day 30, and therefore the second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be weekday. Or that maybe that the Edom are going to see it on day 31, and it comes out that the first day is a weekday. Rather, it's for an added reason, is what Rabbi Yossi is telling them. Maybe Edom are going to come after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, and Beis Din was noyig that both of them should be kodesh in such a situation. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, they're both kodesh, not just a suffix, where then you say, if it's a suffix, how could you say that both of them is going to cause a problem for each other? It is both of them are kodesh. It's same like you Chacham agree to that you argue in Rabbi Eliezer regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, that they're considered like one big kedusha. Here also they're considered like one big kedusha because it's not just because of the doubt. It's also because of this takana that they instituted, that although we know it's going to be Rosh Hashanah the following day, we still continue the rest of the day in the kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. So day 30 and day 31 have a kedusha. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says it's going to be us, so you can't make an Erev one day for one way and one day for the other way, because we considered it, and not just a suffix, as one long kedusha. As the Gemara brings, Amlam Rabbi Yossi said to Chacham, don't you agree, as we just explained in detail, that this is what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is? So obviously, us, that we're far from Beis Din, that we're not sure what happened, and maybe Edom came after the Zman of Mincha, and therefore they're both kodesh, as he said, Shimbo Edom and the Mincha Lamal. Don't you agree that if Edom come after this man of Mincha, Shinoi Genoisayim kodesh, that in spite of that, that we know that today, day 30, is weekday. However, and the Rishon only starts the following day on day 31, which becomes Aleph Tishrei, yet still you agree that we would know the rest of day 30 as kodesh, Ulamacha kodesh, and also that day 31 is also kodesh. So obviously you see that both of them are kodesh, and since they're both kodesh, it's one Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we view it as Kedusha Achas. If it's Kedusha Achas, how can you make an Erev on one side, and then for the other day, the other side, when it's one Kedusha? You can't split up one day, and here it's considered like one day, because one Kedusha. And that the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that the Rabbanan would tell you, you're right, although we went ahead and we made the rest of day 30 kodesh, so therefore you have 2 days of kodesh, not just suffix, and of one day being kodesh, one day being chayil. However, hasam kihecha deloy lezilzulzebe. The reason why over there was because that they should not disgrace day 30. And that is, since day 30, the first day of Rosh Hashanah was pushed off to the following day of day 31, so therefore it comes out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really weekday, and it wasn't kodesh, because it's the only one that could be kodesh. And this that they were misakin to finish off the day of Kedusha, however, that was so that we should not come to disgrace day 30 of a different year. Because if we allow you to do a malacha from the time of Minchanan, everyone's waiting, what are Levim going to sing? They sing a weekday. They sang a weekday. It's considered a weekday. You can do whatever you want because it's not Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. If we allow people to do that, that because when they know that it's pushed off, they might come to do it even before the time of Mincha because Edom are not coming before the Levim sing. And maybe Edom will still come before Mincha, and it comes out, if they come even a second before Mincha, Edom are coming, hold on, today's Rosh Hashanah, it comes out that today is Rosh Hashanah, and that the melacha that you had done beforehand, retroactively comes out that you did a melacha on Yom Tov, and because of that, we didn't want people to come to make light of day 30, if we allow them to do it after Mincha, because they might come to do it before Mincha, and if they do before Mincha, it comes out that maybe they did on Rosh Hashanah, that is why we did not allow it, but not because it's like that both days are kodesh and that it's one big kedusha, like you're trying to say. We say that no, it really is going to be chayil and kodesh, one or the other, and therefore you can make an erev either day in a different area because definitely one day is Rosh Hashanah, one day is not. The reason why we gave it a kedusha was only a takana drabanan, so that people should not be mezalzel in it because we didn't want them to go ahead and do the malacha before this man of mincha, where then you could come to be doing issa deraisa of doing malacha on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah, that v'oidam Rabbi Yehuda b'chulu, that, and also Rabbi Yehuda says another concept in this line of that it's not considered one kedusha, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that you can make an Erev on either side of one day one way and one day the other way because they're not one Kedusha. So then he said another halacha, which is the halacha of Tevel, that he said that, you know, if it's Tevel on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you could do this nusach and say, look, if today's weekday, then I'm taking off Trumas today. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, so then tomorrow he's going to do that. In other words, based on the same principle. So the Gemara says Utsricha, that Rabbi Yehuda repeats himself three times in the same principle, that it's considered two Kedushas and not one Kedusha. He has where he says regarding the first halacha and Mishnah of Erev, that you can make it on either side on the first day to the east and the second day to the west, obviously because it's two Kedushas. He says it again, which the one we just quoted from the Mishnah of the Kalkala, the basket of Tevel, that you can go ahead and separate it today and tomorrow and make it tonight to say whichever one is the weekday day, that's the one that is happening. And then the third case that's mentioned in the Mishnah is regarding the egg that Be'ez Shenolda. Now, if it's born on the first day, you can eat it on the second day, Mimonam Shach. Because if the first day is weekday, so then it was born on the weekday, of course I can eat it on the second day, which is the day of Rosh Hashanah. And if the first day was Rosh Hashanah, I can eat it on the second day, because it's weekday. So why do we have to repeat the same principle three times? So the Gemara says we needed it. Diashmi'in and Rosh Hashanah, had we only told you the first halacha of the Erev, that is that Rabbi Yehuda says the first day you can make it to east and second day to the west. But how come Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda said that you could treat them as two different kedushas. Mishum Dulei Ka'av and Medik is not doing anything. In other words, you're not doing any action on Rosh Hashanah. You're doing it from beforehand and saying that I want to have one day one way and one day the other way. Avakal Kala, the Mechzik and Mesak and Tivla. But to do this type of a nusach, these things that you're doing with the separation that looks like you're being misakin and you're fixing tevel because you're doing this on Rosh Hashanah, you're saying, look, I'm taking off Trumas and Maisis. If it's today, if it's tomorrow, maybe Eimim Oidel Rabban, maybe there he would agree to Rabban that you cannot go ahead and do that on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why I had to say that case also. V'yashmin hani tarte, if we only told you these two cases, mishum deleka lemigzalai, because there is no internal gezerah that's attached to these things. Avobeya, but regarding the third case of an egg that Be'ez Shenolda B'Yomtiv, that was born on Yomtiv, the Ikele Migzaba, that there are two decrees that can be applied to that. Mishum Peres HaNoshin, once regarding the halacha of fruits that fell off the tree, which the Chacham make exerah that you can't go ahead and consume it because then you might go up to rip off more fruits from the tree, and that would be making you do a malacha deraisa. Or Mishum Mashkin Shazavo, and also another option that applies for a gezer is that because of when there's beverages that leak out, that ooze out from grapes, a chum or geyser, that you're not allowed to drink that, although you didn't do malacha, because then again, you might come to squeeze out more to get more juice, which again, this is a machlekes in the first sugya in Masechtas Beya regarding what is this isser, is it because of Peiris HaNoshin that you might come to rip it off, or because of Mashkin Shazava, but the idea is that when Beya Shenolda, is that this is a product that's coming out initially now on Yom Tov, and that we don't allow you to have enough from that because you might come to do something to get more, which is the same principle of Mashkin Shazavu and of Peiris HaNoshin. Maybe they would say that he agrees to Rabban regarding Be'ez Shenolda, where there are certain gezeiras that were instituted for this. That if we allow you to have the Be'ez Shenolda, you might come to do other things like squeezing out fruits or ripping off other fruits from the tree. Tricha, that's why we need to tell you, even there he holds that no, one day is weekday, one day is Rosh Hashanah. So then you could do this mahalach. If it's born on the first day, you could eat it on the second day because again, although we are knowing both days Rosh Hashanah, it's only out of doubt. And therefore, if it's born on the first day, you could eat it on the second day, mimonashach. Now the Gemara goes into greater depth of these two opinions of our Mishnah and it quotes a Braisa. Tanya learned the Braisa. Kitzat Amr Bihuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say this, which was the second halacha he said in our Mishnah, of Masna Odom Al Kakola B'Yom Tabrishin, that a person can make a condition regarding this basket of tevel, of untithed produce on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, V'Oichel B'Shein and eats it on the second day. So the Braisa says as follows. Ha'ilafon of Shtei Kakola Shetevel, if a person has two baskets of tevel, he says as follows. If today's weekday and the other day, the second day is really the real day of Rosh Hashanah, tehezu truma alzu, let this basket be the truma of the other basket, and then I could eat the other basket. Today is really Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is the weekday. What I'm saying is nothing, because I can't go ahead and take off truma, so Rosh Hashanah. But then he goes ahead and calls and designates, this is truma, this is meiser. Obviously, with the condition, like we said, that if it's really Rosh Hashanah, what I'm saying is a joke, it's nothing of substance. And then he puts it to the side. Then you can't consume it because it might be Rosh Hashanah. But then on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says, on the same one that he said yesterday, that's truma for the other basket, he says again, if today's the weekday, then let this one be truma on the other one. And if today's Rosh Hashanah, so what I'm saying is nothing. The Kara Lehashem, and again he designates the name of truma on the same one that he had designated yesterday. And then he eats the other basket. On that, as we found in our Mishnah, that the Chum did not agree. Who was that? That's Rabbi Yossi Eiser. Rabbi Yossi, he says it's forbidden. And v'chein ha'i Rabbi Yossi Eiser, and even more than that, Rabbi Yossi said it's forbidden not only for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that we consider as one long Kedusha, but he even said it's forbidden b'shnei yom teim shel galus, even for the 2 days that are in Galus, that we're in exile. For example, the 2 days of Pesach and of Shavuos and of Sukkot, the Torah says that only 1 day is Shabbos. There's only 1 day of Pesach in the beginning of Pesach and of Sukkot and the Shavuos. But in Galus, we have 2 days. The reason is because since we're far from Bezin, we don't know when they said the month of Tishrei or Nisan started. Was it on day 30 of the previous month or was it on day 31? And although it's a Suffolk, and one of them is definitely weekday, even so, even in that case, Rabbi Yossi was machmer and he considered as one big kedusha, even though there is definitely just a situation of doubt that we have to be careful. We don't want to do malacha Rosh Hashanah on one of the days of Yom Tov, Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos. Even in such a case, once we are noyeg Yom Tov, he considers it one kedusha, and even there, you cannot do this condition of the Paris of Tevel to say if today is weekday or today is Yom Tov. And Rashi just adds that when they spoke about the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, it didn't call it the two Yom Tovim of Galus, because that halacha of Rosh Hashanah applies even Yerushalayim. That sometimes even Yerushalayim, they would have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. For example, as we mentioned before, if Edom would come from the time of Mincha later on, that we instituted, that although everyone there in Yerushalayim, they know when is the day of Rosh Hashanah, if it's on day 30, day 31. But because of what we had mentioned before, because we didn't want people to become a mezalzel, or because of the other reason, that we said that if they come after the Zman of Mincha, that we're going to have both days as Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's not just by Galus, you could have that application even in Yerushalayim. However, what we see is that Rabbi Yossi was so machmer, not only was he machmer more than anyone else, and that is we have a machlokes regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov of the previous Mishnah is like one Kedusha, two Kedushas. Then we have those that agree, although they argue by Shabbos and Yom Tov that it's like two Kedushas, and they say it's one Kedusha, but by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, they agree that there it's going to be considered two Kedushas, because one of these is either Rosh Hashanah, one is not. And that we have even the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that he argues even over there. And he says, even there it's one Kedusha. What we find in this Braisa is even stronger than that. Even Rosh Hashanah, where there is an option to say that they're both one Kedusha, as we proved from the case of when they come after Zman Mincha Lamala, that it's one Kedusha, that there's real Kedusha. He says, even by the 2 days of that are in Galus, that there for sure there's no real Kedusha, that and we only have 2 days because we don't know. Even in such a situation, the Braisa is saying that he considers it as 1 day of Galus. So the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha that will flesh this out and see, is it really true that Rabbi Yossi really say such a thing, which the Chari makes no sense? Why should we consider one Kedusha if it's only out of doubt that we keep it? So the Gemara brings, Hahu Bar Tavia, there was this deer, the Asa Lebe Resh Galusa, that came to the house of the Resh Galusa. He was the one that was in charge of all the people in Galus. The Itzid B'Yom Tiv Rishon Shel Galus, that it was captured on the first day of the Yom Tiv that are in Galus. In other words, either Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, the first day, which again, we're not sure, is it the first day or is it the second day? So they were non-Jews. They went and they trapped it, they caught it, they were hunting, and they found a deer. V'yishtachet b'yom tov sheni, and then it was slaughtered on the second day of, let's say, Pesach, and now again, there's a situation of doubt. We don't know which day is the real day of Pesach, but the first day it was hunted and trapped, and the second day when it was slaughtered. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, they were there by the house of Resh Galusa. Achlu, they ate it, and that's because miman of shach. Either way, you're allowed to eat it. That's what they thought, because if yesterday was weekday, so there was no malacha done when it was trapped, it was one that is a regular deer that no malacha was done to it, so you're allowed to slaughter on Yom Tov, so it's mutter to eat it. And if yesterday was the real day of Yom Tov, of Pesach or Sukkot or Shavuos, so today's really weekday, and we waited already, even if a malacha is done on Yom Tov, that you, if it's done for a Jew, you have to wait what's called Bechtei Shias, the amount of time that would take Malacha to be done. We already waited that amount of time till today, whatever the time of the meal was. And therefore, either way, we could eat it today because we're not sure which day is the real day of Yom Tov. So either way, it's going to be Mutter. Rav Sheshes lo achol. Rav Sheshes didn't eat it because he held that even though it's 2 days of Yom Tov out of doubt of Galus, he held that it's considered like one Kedusha, and therefore, since it was hunted and caught yesterday and the first day, a malacha was done to it, you can't go ahead and now slaughter it today when the malacha was done for it on Yom Tov itself. So I'm Rav Nachman, who was the one that ate, he said, "Mayavet leRav Sheshes lo ochel bistur d'tavi." What am I going to do with Rav Sheshes who's not eating good meat of deer? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said to him, "V'heichel, how could I eat the Tani Isi? Because Isi had taught us." And some say, Isi Tani, that Isi taught us. In other words, how could I eat when Isi taught us the following braisa? That V'chein ho'yir Rabbi Yossi, Eiser b'shnei yom teim shel galus. The Rabbi Yossi said it's forbidden, not only the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but even 2 days of Galias, that we find that in our cases, we're here in Bavel, we're here wherever we are, there's 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Sukkot, they're considered like one Kedusha. So if a Malacha was done for Yisrael, you can't have a non-Yom Tov until you wait after Yom Tov at the time of Bechdei Shiasa. And since the 2 days of Yom Tov are considered one long Kedusha, if it was hunted and caught for us, which was a Malacha of Tzedah, I can't go ahead and have enough from this on Yom Tov. So how could I go ahead and partake? To which the Gemara responds to this Tanya of Rav Sheshes, Amar Rava, Umay Kusha, what is the difficulty from this halacha that he's quoting? Dilma Hachikame, maybe this is what the Isi's Bryce was saying. V'chein ha-yerbi Isi Isi b'shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah b'gayla. That it didn't mean the 2 days of Galias that we have out of doubt. We don't know when they did in Eretz Yisrael of Pesach and Shavuos, that is regarding the month of Nisan and Tishrei, and that's why we have 2 days. Rather, he was saying that Rabbi Yossi also made it forbidden the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah in the exile. And that is maybe the Sefer, which said, was going also back on the case of Rosh Hashanah, and it said as follows, that Rabbi Yossi was saying that although it's only sometimes in Yerushalayim that we make these two kedushas of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days, because it's only when they come from the time of Mincha Ulamala, as we explained. That doubt of Rosh Hashanah doesn't apply on every year in Yerushalayim, but when it's in Galus, every Rosh Hashanah is going to be like those of Yerushalayim of Mincha Lamala, because they never know when they're coming. They might always be after this month of Mincha Lamala, which was when they instituted that you should have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But it's not going on every Yom Tov of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. It's only going back on what he had said regarding Rosh Hashanah. And because Rosh Hashanah, you have this application of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even Yerushalayim, because of Mincha Lamala, which is a real thing, not just out of doubt, we created this takana. So therefore, that's what he said, even in Galus, you're going to have every year these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, so what are you going ahead not eating deer meat because of what Rabbi Yossi said? Rabbi Yossi didn't say regarding our doubt, we don't know when they made Nisan and Tishrei. It's regarding the doubt because we don't know if the Edom came min Mincha Lamala. And that the Gemara responds to Rav's Tain against Rav Sheshes. You can't say that. Ihachi, if it would be like you're saying that it's going back on the case of Rosh Hashanah, of that 2 days that he made it to be, that you have to keep both days as one Kedusha, shall Galias, that the term that we say of the Galias is Mashma, that this that we require both of them, these 2 days, is only in Galias. In other words, the Yom Tovim shall Galias, which is that you only have these 2 days when you're in exile, which is that in Yerushalayim, and so you don't have the 2 days. But Goyle Mebayle, it should have said that the Rosh Hashanahs in the Goyle, in other words, the Shnei Yom Tovim Ba Goyle, which would be referencing the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that we have when the Edom come in the Mincha Lamala, when that is Ba Goyle, when that is in exile, then every year you're going to have that, it's one Kedusha. That's what would make sense if it was going back, you would have to use the word Ba Goyle, but since it doesn't use that, it says that the 2 days of Shel Galias sounds like it's only you only have these 2 days when it's in exile. What are those? That's only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot that you don't have in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it can't be like you're responding. And therefore, it seems like Rav Sheshes has a good taina from the member of Rabbi Yossi that you can't go ahead and partake of it on Yom Tov if it's one long kedusha. So therefore, the Gemara says if you want to rebut what Rav Sheshes was proving from Rabbi Yossi that Amar Rabbi Asi, you could say something else. Umay Kusha, what is the difficulty Rav Sheshes is posing from the statement of Rabbi Yossi? Dilma, maybe this that Rabbi Yossi said it's forbidden was Hachikam, and this is what he was saying. V'chein ha'yer Rabbi Yossi oisa iser shnei yom tovim shel Galias, that Rabbi Yossi considered the prohibition of the 2 days of Yom Tov of Galias, in other words, that he made it lenient, kishnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah l'rabban and d'shari. That as is the opinion of the Rabbanan that they say that it's mutter. In other words, the Rabbanan that argue on him, on Rabbi Yossi, and say that it's mutter by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as we learned in the Brisa before, that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yezer by Rosh Hashanah, they say it's permitted, that when he said that he considers it like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah of the Chachamim that argue on him and say that it's not one Kedusha, that's two Kedushas, that's how Rabbi Yossi considers the Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galias, that same lenient, that it's going to be two Kedushas and not one Kedusha. As Rashi says, that it's better to make this type of Deichik Teretz and not to create a flaw in the pristine statements of Rabbi Yossi, because we know throughout Shas, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yossi Nimukei Imrei. Rabbi Yossi's reasons are always with him. He always has good logic. And this, to say that the 2 days of Galias, of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that it should be considered one Kedusha, is what's called a Chomer B'li Tam. It doesn't make sense. How can you say that's one Kedusha when it's only out of doubt that we don't know? Why would it be considered? One day is for sure weekday, one day is for sure Yom Tov. Unlike the Rosh Hashanah, where you could at least say some type of a logic that it's considered one Kedusha because there's real Kedusha here. Again, because of that, of what the Chum instituted. But regarding the two days of Galus, you have to say, and this is the rebuttal of what Rav Sheshet was showing, that Rabbi Yossi says, even our Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, their one Kedusha is not true. His statement that was saying that the two days of Galus are like the two days of Rosh Hashanah meant the two days of Rosh Hashanah that of the opinion that argued him, that considered it two Kedushas, not one Kedusha, and that is he was being makel on the two days of Galus, unlike his Chumrah by Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara brings a story, a postscript to this, that Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, who he was the one that refrained from eating because of the statement of Rabbi Yossi, he once came upon Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei said to him, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushas, did you learn anything? This was a big topic, obviously, they had this big machlekes. Did you learn anything regarding this topic of the Kedushas? Regarding if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas? So Amalei, he said as follows, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Moide Rabbi Yossi B'Shnei Yom Tem Shagolias, that Rabbi Yossi agrees by the two days of Galus that although he argues by all the other days, here he agrees that they're going to be two Kedushas. So although he's the most machmer, and even Bar Shani says one Kedusha, here he agrees that of course it would be considered two different Kedushas because for sure one day is weekday, one day is going to be Yom Tev. Amalei, so he said to him, Imishkachaslu, if you come upon Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, that they were the ones that argued to me and they ate, that Lo Yitamelu B'Lamidi, please do me a favor, don't tell them anything regarding this brisa, because it's embarrassing for me that I didn't eat. And I said, why am I not eating? I'm such a tzaddik, I'm such a machman. No, it's a brisa. I said, it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. And they said, no, you can't say that. And now you have explicit brisa that says that he agreed in that case. Do me a favor, don't tell it over, because I'm going to be embarrassed. So the Gemara brings a different version in this story between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, whether they ate or they didn't, that it's talking about a whole different machlekes. I'm Rav Ashi. The Didi Amalei Amema told me the story, that it was a different story. Ahuba Tavia, this deer, lav itzu de itzit. It was not captured on the first day and that they slaughtered on the second day, because there, of course, it would be so obvious, even to Rav Sheshes, that it's going to be permitted on the second day. Because how can you say that it's considered one Kedusha? It's definitely just a doubt. In which day did they do in Eretz Yisrael? And because of that, Kabbish Maigalia, really, in heaven they know that one day is Kedush, one day is Chol. So therefore, there everyone would agree that you could eat on the second day. And Rav Sheshes would not have refused. Rather, as we continue on the top of Mem Aman Alev, El Mechutz L'Tchum Asa, rather it was on one day of Yom Tov, that on that day is the day that it came from out of the Tchum to the house of the Reish Galusa. And they were arguing about something totally different. Manda Achal Sabah, those that ate, Rav Nachman, they held Habab Bishvul Yisrael Zeh, when something is brought from out of the Tchum, which is an Isser that's done for a Jew, a Malacha of a Nachri for a Jew, that's Asa for the Jew that it's brought for, which was the Reish Galusa. However, Mutali Yisrael Achar, it's going to be permitted for other people, for other Jews, and since they were not household members, they were guests, they could partake from it. But the one that didn't eat, that's Rav Sheshes. What he held was that Kol de Asil Beirish Galusa, although I agree to you in principle that it's only Asa for the Yisrael that it's brought for, but anything that's brought to the house of the leader of the Jews of the Rish Galusa, Adaiti de Kul Rabbanas, it's brought for every rabbi, everyone that's included there, because he's the center of everything, and therefore it's Asr, even for us, that we are not his household members. It was considered as if it was brought for us, and that's why it's Asr. So the Gemara asks on this version of the story, what do you mean? Remember the postscript we mentioned? V'ashkechei Rav Sheshes Rabbi Bar Shmuel, v'amalei, that he found him, and he said to him, do me a favor, don't go ahead and tell these Rav Nachman about this brisa. But if it was like you said, that it was on this day, why is he asking him if it's one Kedusha, two Kedushas? It has no relevance whatsoever. So he answered him, Lohay Devar Ma'el, you're right, this thing never happened. That postscript where Rav Sheshes asked him never really happened, and therefore, because it was like me, it was only on one day of Yom Tov that the Malacha was done, but it was regarding a different topic of coming from out of the Tchum, if it's Asa for another Yisrael, and regarding the specific case of the Reish Galusa. And therefore, it's as I said, that everybody agrees that by Galus, even Rav Sheshes should agree that it's not considered one Kedusha, there would be two Kedushas, and that there was never a Machlekes about it. It was the whole Machlekes was regarding a whole different topic.